when it gets into the, you know, teens, then I'm burning twice a day. I also a lot of times burn twice a day because I cook on mine. I have a really nice cast iron cooktop and a little white oven. I'm always constantly varying it depending upon if the temperature's dropping or rising or what's going on. I have about 1,000 square foot home off the road, and some places are heavily insulated with straw bale and straw clay, and some places are kind of unfinished and I have some drafts and stuff. So it's not the tightest thing, but it's reasonable. I had a monitor stove where I burned 300 gallons of fuel oil, and I had a wood stove where I burned about 3 to 4 quarts in a year, all of that. When I switched and built my rocket mass heater, I dropped out to zero oil. The monitor sat there and I finally pulled it out because I wasn't using it anymore, but I also dropped to about 2.5 quarts. I self-gather wood, so that cost is, you know, fuel and oil and maintenance on the chainsaw and that kind of thing, and it's kind of hard to have an amount there. And so since my wood gathering actually went down, that was a savings, I don't know how much. But the fuel oil, I think 300 gallons, I was spending, you know, 700, 1,000 bucks, I don't know, 700 bucks or something. I'm on maybe 8 years on my rocket mass heater now, something like that. So I don't quite remember. But basically, 300 gallons of fuel oil, not burning that is huge, you know, and I burn less wood. My attraction was that I live in a place with wood available, and I really enjoy burning wood for heat. But even more so for me to be able to build out of local materials and use my local wood and have a way of heating that, you know, satisfied my needs, that all was very attractive to me. And it just fits right in with my lifestyle and my home.